Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, The Spiritual Breakfast. The date today is the 19th of Jumad al Ula, 1447. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhullah. Our topic today is the true enemies of Islam and the Muslimin. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaikan. Jazakallahu khairan.
We start with Mufti Saab's headlines.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we'll give you a few headlines, and there also you will see the biasness and so forth. Whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, it's your business. But what Mamdani did, Zuhran Mamdani, I mean, it is something really remarkable. He defeated APEC, he defeated all these big guys who poured in millions of dollars and so forth. So the Republicans, the Trump's party and them are really burning. So they say he's a communist and he's aiding the... So you must remember this people that is the, you know, this terrorist and so forth. So we must deport him and all nonsensical talk, you know. Childish talk, if you ask me, and so forth. It's a straightforward case of jealousy, hatred, and Islamophobia. I told you there's a separate issue. He's a Shia, and we say he's not a Muslim, and that. But in the world, they call him Muslim, finish, you know, like the Munafiqeen, and that. So that is how it is. So that's one thing. Second one is, you must remember that Philippines, they had to evacuate 1 million people, you know. So imagine that to evacuate 1 million people, you know, the speed of the typhoon is more than 250 kilometers per hour. So imagine what things, and yet they prepared, they evacuated them and so forth. Because these areas, they are prone to all these hurricanes and typhoons and so forth and so on. And third one, we must remember that our own country, few weeks time, is going to be hosting the G20. So you see, the vendors are busy, the crooks are busy. So there at the Nasrec and all that, they say 60 heads of state will be there. So now they put up signage and that, and they stole half of it already. So our country, you know, from top, if you look at it. Therefore, in Arabic, it's not a hadith, it's a proverb. An-nasu ala dini mulukihim, that people will follow their rulers and kings and whoever in power. So when the top is corrupted, then they say that these guys are getting so much wages and yet they steal and so forth. So we are just living on meager sums and, you know, a paltry sum of wages. So let us also steal choncha, you see that. So it's nothing, it's not considered by them as a crime. You say everybody is stealing, so let me steal. So this is where Islam comes in, you see. Hadith beautiful in Tirmidhi Sharif. Wala takhud man khanak. Somebody stole your sandals in a masjid or shoes, whatever you went with. They were the mosque. It happens. So now you just go steal somebody else's and you go. Is right that? Obviously it's wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. So that is what Islam is teaching us from day one, you see. So now that will bring us nicely into our topic. And there are many other headlines and all that, but just we suffice with that now. And then one more thing I'll tell you. You see, Abdullah, nowadays I just feel, you know, very sad and disappointed to call them Sheikh. So I just call them by their first name. So there's Abdullah Awad Juhani, good reader of the Quran, all that. Friday delivered khutbah. So I was traveling from Lanesha to Heidelberg, my hometown where I was born and bred and whatever, first 17 years of my life. So anyway, cut long story short, so we see that now that if you just replay that khutbah, not one word about Sudan, Not one word about Palestine, nothing about Masjid al-Aqsa, absolutely. If so, as though as everything is hunky-dory and, you know, 100%. But we must, that's why I say I like to translate these khutbahs. Over 20 years now, 23, 24, 25 years, we translate him with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So, you come to know the undercurrents. So now this guy, today is what? It's the 10th of November. So next week, Monday is 17th. Tuesday is 18th. So he, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, is going to meet the rapists, the pedophile, the harami, Trump. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. So they don't want to upset the apple cart. So keep quiet about Palestine, keep quiet about Masjid al-Aqsa, keep quiet about this and all that. We don't want to upset them. So what you call that? You call it izzat or you call it zillat? 100% disgrace. You say yola khadimul haramain sharifain, but the world knows yola khainul haramain sharifain. Yola the traitors to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. You'll only know this is a milking cow for you. So let us just tell people, come make umrah, come make hajj, come make ziyarat, and you'll make so much money out of it and so forth. They got nothing to do with Islam. Allahumma ahalik ahle sa'ud kama ahalak ta'ada wa thamud. This MBS Murtad bin Shaitan there in Saudi Riyadh and that, and MBZ the Murtad bin Siddiq there in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, you see. So that is what we need to understand. Then you will understand that how their khutbahs are delivered, rendered, and so forth and so on. Okay, let us now discuss, you understand? I don't know where you're going, Mawzahid, but you can give this lecture. It's a very good lecture to give, actually. So we are discussing today who are our enemies. But before we come to that, we need to understand one issue properly. For everyone, I'll give you the reference, inshallah. If somebody asks us, who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? So you will answer, Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, is the effulgence on this earth, in the celestial creation above, in the skies, heaven, the sun, the moon, the stars, on the land, everywhere is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You look at your flowers, you look at your lawn, you look at your fruits, you look at everything now, November, December, January, when a mangoes come and all that, then you see. So all this, who's doing all this? Any farmer, any person, you see Tehran. They might have to evacuate the people there in 1-2 weeks' time. They already have water restrictions and all that. So remember that all these are the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So write down chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 35. Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is Nurani and it's got to do with the Nur. So we must be very clear on all these issues here as well. And if you look at the mandate that the Master alayhi salam received from Almighty Allah, chapter 14 verse 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So from here we already understand all our enemies, whoever they are, communism, socialism, Zionism, secularism, capitalism, all the isms and ideas, they are where? If it's Zulumat, they all are in groping in the various type of darknesses. But the Nur of Almighty Allah, the Nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember that is by us, the Muslims. And we are the ones who must learn it, practice on it, propagate it, learn it and share it. Because we have the best, so we must share it with the rest as well. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in the Noble Quran. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. You know that in Arabic grammar, the Nur can't refer to the Quran because it's being mentioned after that. So the Nur here refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Ma'idah, and that is chapter 5, verse number 15. Right? So what is the Quran Sharif? وَانْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The Quran Sharif is Nur. You see, various places you will see Allah Ta'ala refer to it as Nur. أفمن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به. So Allah Ta'ala called the Quran the Wahi Noor in Yahdi. So all this here to show us that we must be very, very clear on this issue here. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this noor which makes things so clear and so forth. And that is in Surah Nisa, verse number 174. So we got Allah Ta'ala, we got Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got the Quran. Now we come to you, O Muslim, O Muslimah. You see. So who is Muslim, Muslimah? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has opened their bosoms and their hearts so that noor from Allah Ta'ala, the noor of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message and the Sharia, all can enter the inner recesses of our heart. So that is how Allah Ta'ala wants that noor must spread in this world. You see that, the special radiance and effulgence. Now what happens after that? So the enemies of Islam, now they are working in cahoots with one another, the Jews, the Christians, and the Hindus, and the Buddhas, and us, and all that. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, remember, they are the friends of one another, protectors of one another, and all this became manifest now in Gaza, remember that. You see how the enemies one side, and the Munafiqeen, the Arab regimes, and all of them with them. So all the shows us, you must remember, that who is on the right side and who is on the wrong side of history. So Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse 73, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. All are kuffar. But we can't say every individual, we must say majority of them, because Quran says لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً. So, but majority are our enemies. So that is how it happens in chapter 8, verse 73. Now Allah Ta'ala is showing us, you must remember, that you are the Muslims, and every day you are reading your salat. That ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, lead us, show us, guide us to the right path, and so forth and so on. So what happens then? So Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua. Then what happens? After we have accepted the message and the messenger and so forth and so on, then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّ رَبِّهِ. The person whom Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has opened their hearts, their bosom, remember that. So now they are on the noor, on the radiance from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that noor, we are now on park lights, then it comes to dim lights, then it comes to bright lights, then it comes to intelligent lights, and then fog lights. So we have to enhance that and increase that all the time. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَوَلَا نُورٍ بِرَبِّي. Chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verse number 22. Chapter 39 and verse 22. So that is what Allah is teaching us. Now what has happened to us, the Ummah, you know, the enemies came. You understand? So no, we know that interest is haram, this is haram, this is haram. We know all the things, you see. But we still want something new, you see. Human being likes new things. Kullu jadidin ladhiz. Every new thing is a novelty, like, you know. So all this here, you must remember, that what happens, people fall in love with it, this is something new. So now people are waiting for something new. Now what to, we don't know anything new. We know Quran and Hadith and Fiqh of Islami and that. So now when we give this message and deliver and convey this message, so we're going to be filled with noor. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَوَلَى نُورٍ بِرَبِّهِ. So we gave you the reference, chapter 39, verse number 22. So now all the trouble starts. When we want to spread noor, the radiance, the effulgence, the justice, the peace, all the things every normal human being will aspire for, but they are the dark forces, the evil forces, the third party. You see that what they want to do, they also are preparing, and they well prepared. As far as preparation goes, they left us 100 years behind, you understood? So that's how these haramis work. When we find out something, we realize that we were born in the wrong century. You see that? But that also is the further grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So now what we see here, Almighty Allah states, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, you must remember in Surah Saf, where you make the rose and then. And what, which are the verses? Two verses here. So what is, so you must remember Surah 61 and verse 8, and one is verse 9. So all this here, we must remember, fabricated, concocted, because why? So if really they were stuck and so forth, so then what should happen? That, you must remember that nothing should go wrong if things were good, if things are bad. So now Quran says that these enemies, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ, they want to extinguish this radiance, effulgence of Allah with their mouths. Look at their media, how they pay people millions and billions, prostitutes, prostitutes. Wallahu, but for a Muslim, this sentence gives us 100% inspiration, motivation. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. That Allah's nur was spread throughout the whole entire world, even though the kuffar, they hate it and detest it. So that is Surah chapter 61 and verse number 8. Now we come to our enemy side. Now we gave you the Islamic side, right? And we told you that what they are trying to do and what we must do. So there's a kashmakash, you see, in Urdu, nice word. There's a big conflict between the truth and batil, falsehood. Between nur, radiance, effulgence, and the zulumat, the darkness, and so forth. So that is what we must learn as the muqaddimah introduction. Now carry on. Quran Kareem told us in chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So Almighty Allah is telling you that the Jews, Zionists came afterwards, the Jews are your biggest enemy, and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. So they are your biggest enemy. So now when we know our enemies, now how come when we can go and buy friendship from them? How come we want to be close with them and so forth? How come we want to share our intelligence with them? So it shows that these are our own foolishness and our own, you understand, naiveness and so forth. How the hell can you have power, unity with such people? Abrahamic Accord, same thing. So now today, Julani is meeting the leader of Syria with Trump, and that is going to push him into that Abrahamic Accord, Haramis. And then you look at Herzog, he's coming from Israel, the president, to Zambia today, tomorrow. So why? They want to infiltrate into Africa, then money speaks all languages. So we must keep on trying. We are on the winning team, but we must keep on trying and beg Almighty Allah, Jalla, Ya Allah, accept us and accept this program as well, Ya Rabbul Alameen. رَبَّنَا تَقُبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So that is our message to the world, that we should know, you must remember, that what, who our enemies are. And you can take 100 examples, World War I, World War II, the state of Palestine, Sudan, all this here are there. But the problem with the Ummah today is we don't want to read. The first word, the first verb, revealed, Iqra, read. So how can this Ummah be leaders when we're not even reading? If you ask 80%, 90% of the ulama and 99% of the public, you must remember that, they tell them, they must tell you about Battle of Badr, or tell you Battle of Uhud, or whatever in Khaybar. Very few percentage-wise people will know these things there. So 80-90% are happy, you must remember, that we got the house, we got shelter, my brother is alive, my sister is alive, this one is alive, that one is alive. So life is getting on, we're very happy. But the real life which Allah speaks about, that is not done, sir, because the person has to live it. The person has to go to Jannah and then enjoy everything. But now when people's hearts are so saturated with all the zulumat and darkness, so then they can't think properly. They think just like the non-Muslim. So that is where we are failing today. So when we speak of enemy, it's not only external enemy. It is our internal enemy, our own nafs. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Shaitan comes, he embellishes it, he decorates it. How many Muslim men are having affairs, extramarital affairs? How many are busy with fornication and adultery? Allah protect us all. Allah muhassin farji. We all should be reading Musnad Ahmad Sahih Hadith. And I must remember that we come to the business corporate world. How many of our men are involved in interest and heavily involved in it? So you must remember all these things happen. Why? Because you must remember that, you know, these people have that agenda. That they must rule the world and we Muslims are made the khadim and the workers for everybody. So that is a big problem we are facing nowadays. And thereafter, you took now business world, you took our social debt, now third one. So your children are your amanat. And now when you don't look after your amanat, then who is to blame? So we can't be shirking our responsibilities and, you know, thinking that things will just change. We must show dedication that read two rakat salat now also before Isha, after Isha, or after whichever salat and whatever we are going to read and so forth. And then see that how Allah's help will come if we devote ourselves, dedicate ourselves. But if we don't and we just become part-time Muslim, Friday we Muslim, Ramadan we Muslim, big night, auspicious night, then we don't really expect. Allah gives, it is further grace, mercy. But if we don't, then we are inviting trouble. In tansurullah yansurkum. So there is balagha involved and rhetoric and that, majaz and mursal. In tansurullah, in tansuru deen Allah. You have to help the deen, the religion of Islam. Then, yeah, without hidden agenda for ourselves. We must add that. Today we say, no, we are in Darul Uloom. We're doing Da'wah, we're doing Tabligh. But how much you are pocketing in your process yourself? You see that? So that is a big question. Now, who's going to ask these questions? All difficult questions. So that is why you must remember that, you know, sometimes people, they want you must come to the masjid. Other people feel, no, you mustn't come. Because they want, you must remember, we must sing their tune the whole time. So we're not prepared to do that. Allah Ta'ala gave us faham, you must remember, that the true understanding of deen. Allah Ta'ala gave us Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. And you must remember the asar, the stick, like you say. So when must you use the stick and so forth? So in ways like that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. That's Surah 29, verse 30. The ayat is Rabbin Surunni al-Qawmin Mufsidin. Allah, that you assist us. And against the mufsidi, the troublemakers, mischief makers, and haramis, and so forth. So always read that with conviction, and victory is ours. And read the 99 names of Allah, and read Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. If you use intiqam for me and you, you mean revenge. But Allah, there's no revenge. Allah Ta'ala says, so you must remember that to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wahi and all that, there's no place for. You must remember that we mudahana, compromise. What do law to dihino for you dihino? There's another sickness that has crept into our society to make mudahana and so forth. No, you know, there's ikhtilaf in this. This is interfaith. We must do this. We must. So all that is unacceptable in Islam. We must be firm 100% in our belief that Israel. Yes, you must remember committed genocide and so forth and so on, but you must pay for it. But now, remember the Arab countries are not standing with Hamas and so forth. What you going to do? So in a case like that, remember that each person must know that what will happen is this, that, you know, that we have to realign ourselves with those parties that want haq. We can't have unity on batil. The unity must be on haq. Then we will go forward, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, you must remember, and we must always know who our arch enemies are. Inshallah, that our brothers, that they have different programs and all that, Mu'azzaid will mention all that, so from now right till in the afternoon or midnight or whatever, and Allah Ta'ala make us easy, and Allah wa ta'ala min al-maqbooleen, Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. So that is the dua we should be making, begging, petitioning, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Mufti Sahab, just before we finish, Mufti Sahab was saying about intiqam. When it comes for us, then we'll say revenge. So when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wallahu azizun, in the starting of Surah Al-Imran, Allah Ta'ala is all-powerful. Zun tiqam, the possessor of justice. Remember that. Similarly, the word qisas, people say one person died, but you want to kill another person. We say Allah said qisas. Qisas means al-mumasala. So there must be justice and so forth. So therefore, Islam stands for the justice and so forth. Not just something we took from the wind or somewhere. So from, you know, the Quran, the Sunnah, all that, then you learn all these things there. That what is required from us and so forth and so on.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib, to all our listeners. From us and the team, Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.